All right, everyone. Fall is here, and that means fall TV is upon us.
That's right.
My favorite.
The Voice is back, and this show's a lot more fun to watch if you have someone to cheer for.
Mm-hmm.
And we have found that someone to cheer for.
Yay.
Her name is Claire. Take a listen to this angelic voice.
Taking it slowly, I'm afraid to be lonely. Nobody told me. It's harder than I thought to tell the truth. It's gonna leave you in pieces, all alone with your demons. And I know that we need this, but I've been too afraid to follow through.
Jean, and I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Wow!
Yes! You're not from Dallas.
I am from Fort Worth.
That's not Dallas.
That's the same thing. Oh my gosh, that's so interesting.
Dallas and Fort Worth are not the same thing.
They call it DFW, moron.
That's what they call the airport. Please, I am not from Texas, but I'm from damn close.
That's true.
And I understand there's a difference between Dallas and Fort Worth. Just because the airport is DFW doesn't mean they're one city.
I pick Kelly.
And in studio with us right now is Claire.
Yes, she is.
Hi, Claire.
Hello.
Now, Claire, I understand you love Kelly, but that was Blake.
He did turn around first.
And he
right?
did go first. Oh.
And it's my boy.
First of all, Claire, you are all of us up there when you're singing and you finally get that first hit. Your smile, it's almost like you almost lose it, right?
Yeah, it was really hard. I actually get so many questions about that because I don't even know. Like, I almost did choose Blake because he turned so early. Yeah, it's so hard in the moment. You're just so excited. Like, you're singing, you're fighting for somebody to turn for you.
Sure.
And then I wasn't expecting, like, right off the bat, so I did get giddy, and it was hard to, like, keep moving on, but
having to go through that whole song before any chairs turn
right.
Oh, totally. I was like, I'm on. Like, I can enjoy this moment. I can try, like,
relax a little
bit. I don't have
bit.
To worry anymore. Like, I can just sing and...
Did any part of you want to just say, I'm just going to stop playing now? I'm already on the show. Just
going
to go ahead.
Right.
Thank you.
I mean... No. I wanted to impress them. You know, you want to get as many people as possible.
Do you get? You don't have any interaction with the judges prior to performing, right?
No, not at all.
Not at all. So you have no idea who's going to pick you.
Yeah, it's crazy. And you don't see them. Like, you just see their back and, like, maybe a little bit of their hair. And so it's, like, really, it was the most stressful moment. And everything is just silent when you walk on the stage. And I could just hear my footsteps. And it's like, okay. Just take a deep breath. Do it. You've practiced this. You know this.
You got this. You got this. Did you sing in, you're 18, so you're just out of high school, right? Did you sing in high school in a choir or church?
Yes. Well, I'm a senior currently still. Yeah.
Where? Give them a shout out.
Highland Park High School. Go Scots. but I did sing in choir. I've sung in choir for like my whole life. And also used to do like youth choir at my church and just musical theater at local places, but so just always been singing.
So school has to let you out for all this.
Yeah. Yes.
So you have to miss a lot of senior year now.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
It's different. Yeah, it's definitely weird, like still being in school and being a normal student, but having like this cool other thing that's happening. It's like a separate life, like Hannah Montana.
Yeah. Yeah, you're Hannah Montana.
They're letting you do that? They're letting you keep up with your studies on your own? That's cool with them?
Yeah. I mean, I'm still attending school there. Like, I'm not homeschooled, but they're pretty great about, like, I'm very responsible about getting my work done and communicating with teachers, and they respond well to that.
Well, how do you feel, though, about, because homecoming, I don't know if you guys had homecoming yet, but I'm sure that's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's coming up.
It's coming up. So it's your senior year of homecoming. Are you going to be able to take part, or?
I will be in New York for my homecoming, so I won't be able to go to that, but I've been to like a few school dances this year and it's been really fun. Yeah. So I'm still living like the high school life, but It's you have to pick and choose.
Did a boy ask you and you told him, sorry, I can't.
Sorry, I got New York.
Sorry, I'm trying to get famous. Or did you just throw out an announcement like, please don't ask me, guys. I don't want to be mean. I don't want to let you,
you
down.
Can't, you can't talk about the show to any of your friends, but they know you're on there and they want to ask you. How tough is that?
It's really tough. Like, I've talked with a bunch of my other friends that are around the same age on the show and still, like, in school, but it kind of teaches you who your real friends are, I think, because one of my best friends, she got to go to my blind, and then I only got to tell, like, two people when it actually happened, and it was so exciting, and so they know, and they know that I have their trust, and it does teach you a lot about friendship, too.
Yeah.
If you do blow up, is this friend that you took to the blind auditions, is she going to be like your assistant, going to be traveling and touring with you? Are you going to pull her along?
Maybe. I mean, we always joke that she'll be my accountant.
Yeah.
She wants to do that, but, and I'm horrible at that kind of stuff, so I will drag her along.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll need that as a musician with all that money coming in and all those appearances.
I hope so.
When did you start playing the guitar?
I began, like, learning with my grandfather when I was younger.
Okay.
But I started, like, playing like songs and like started writing in about fifth grade, like around that time.
Awesome.
Ever since then, it's just grown into like who I am.
Who would be your dream to open for?
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Blake.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, maybe John Mayer. I am a big John Mayer fan. Yeah. A girl can dream.
You can go watch her video. We'll post it at kidnation.com.
Yes, watch it on YouTube or wherever. Yeah. But I should be back on in a few weeks for Battles, which is a really fun.
Are those pre-taped or are those live? They're pre-taped. Okay.
You've done that. I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Can we just stop at any random rich person's house in Highland Park and watch you?
Yeah, is there going to be a watching party?
I would love
maybe.
To know that.
Yeah.
We go to Jerry's house.
Why not?
Let's head on out there. But look, jump on Claire's bandwagon. Let's see if we can make her the winner of The Voice this season. How do we follow along, Claire?
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Claire DeJean, and like my Facebook page, Claire DeJean Music.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Got it. Awesome.
Just go do that right there.
It's not
Claire DeJean, it's Claire DeJean.
That's right.
Fancy.
Parle français a little bit.
Exactly.
Yes. What? A little bit.
That was my British French guy. Thank you. I'm going to stop
British
talking
French
now.
Guy.
Yes, Al. We've all
a
known the British French guy. Thank you, Claire, and good luck this season. We'll be cheering you on.
Be cheering for you.
Give it up for Claire, everybody.
Yay.